Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here comes Connor again. Shows you the speed of the 20, 10. Connor dragging people down inside the 5. James Connor gives you a little bit of that. Flexing action, a 20-yard gain. His best of the day, and the Steelers are knocking on the door.
Taking a tunnel, walking through the field, it's like I've been doing it for so long, so it's just so comfortable. I'm just with a different group of guys, but those guys embrace me. All the veterans on this team, just, you know, with me dropping the ball on the field, they all come to keep your head up and before the game giving me confidence. Really special group of guys that the Pittsburgh Steelers have. So, I'm just comfortable.
Thought he represented himself well, particularly from a conditioning standpoint. You can't underscore that element of it. I know that as a professional athlete, generally he's in shape, but he hadn't played a lot of football, and to be able to execute a large number of snaps that he did is encouraging.
James Connor. In his Steelers debut, 20 carries for 98 yards. Good morning, Pittsburgh. Cook and Pony on this Monday, the 21st of August, 2017, Eclipse Day across America. Ron?
Andrew, how are you today?
Did you bring your Eclipse glasses?
I did not. But I'm a mixed bag today. I got to tell you that.
Okay.
I'm a mixed bag.
A mixed bag. Tell me why.
I am. You know, I have this real sleeping problem. I don't sleep. I have a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
On many days sleeping, and I had one of my worst nights last night. Lay there, look at the ceiling, look at the clock, roll back and forth. I don't think I slept for 2 minutes. About 5:15, 5:30 this morning, I decided I'm tired of wasting my time by doing this, so I got up and I got my hour of power walking in,
Okay. Which
makes me feel good that
so
I accomplished
something. So there's the good
something.
Side of the mix
That
bag.
Was the good side. Now I'm exhausted, but that's okay. I got to figure out how to do something with this. It's just I'm against any kind of drugs for this. I don't think I have sleep apnea. I just can't fall asleep.
Jeez.
So, but I got up. I got a walk in. I feel good about that. I'm ready to start the day. We haven't been back together since when? Last Monday? It's been a week.
Training camp.
You were off for 3 days. I was off Friday. We're back together again. We got a lot of ground to cover, including James Connor and the Steelers.
What did you make of his first game?
I thought he was pretty good. I won't say great by any stretch, but I thought he was pretty good. I thought he got better as the game went on.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, people say, well, he's running against second and third teamers. Well, he's running behind second and third teamers as well. So I thought he ran hard. Obviously had two drops, which weren't very good. One, he had all kind of ground ahead of him. Would have had a first down. So I know he wasn't happy with his receiving and said he's going to be on the jugs machine this week and going to get better. And I love the kid's attitude. I mean, it's not the first time we've seen it. We saw it all through his career at Pitt. He took a, you know, played every snap from the third series on, never left the field. I thought was, you know, Mike Tomlin said he wanted to see something from him, and he gave him every opportunity to show what he could do. I noticed one time he picked up a blitzer on a pass rush and kept the quarterback clean. I mean, he's learning. He's a kid. He's learning. His first game, he missed the game against the New York Football Giants. So overall, I was impressed. I thought he played pretty well. How about you?
Well, I think, and this is understandable.
And I'm not ready to say he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I love the Pro Football Talk tweet about pointing out that he makes $3 million for 4 years, and Bell makes $12 million for one. He is not in Le'Veon Bell's category.
I may never
be in Le'Veon Bell's category, but that doesn't mean I wasn't impressed with how he did.
I want to talk about that tweet in a second. My initial reaction to Connor's game was that I felt for the first half he looked like a running back that was trying to do too much, which... it's your first game.
Normal.
It's your opening act as a football player. You want to impress people. You want to make it look like you belong. You know, I think James Conner is at his best when he hits a hole hard and he's a straight line runner, and he, instead of kind of making you miss, is going to run you over. I think that is going to be his If he's going to succeed in the NFL, I think that's how he's going to have to run the ball.
Yeah, he's a straight-ahead guy.
And I thought maybe the first four or five touches more east-west rather than north-south, trying to make guys miss. Because of that, he tripped a couple of times. And so the first few carries I was not impressed by. The second
half,
five
carries for 13 yards in the first half.
The second half, I think you saw more of that explosion. There's the hole, hit it, run through it.
Right.
You go right at a guy, shed a tackler, give him a stiff arm. And
well, I was among the group that talked to James afterwards yesterday, and he said James Saxon, the running backs coach, told him exactly that. Hit the hole. Drive it in there. Move the chains. Everyone's not going to be a home run.
Yeah.
You're not going to break off long runs in the NFL very often. And I thought he followed that advice very well. I agree with you totally.
I think his...
And I'm not worried about the drops. I saw him catch the ball at Pitt. I think he just probably, especially the first one, he took his eye off of it, wanted to run too soon, wanted to make something happen. That was a big play. That kind of thing will kill you in a regular game because you got to get a first down there. But I'm not really worried about that. I think he'll be just fine. And I think he's shown that, if he continues to develop, that he'll be able to be a capable backup for Le'Veon Bell and maybe spell him a little bit.
Which brings me to the Florio tweet from Pro Football Talk. This is an account with over 1 million followers. So we're not talking about, no offense to people.
Some fly-by-night blogger.
I was just going
to
say, no offense to, Steelers blogs or people like that.
So offend them if you want to.
But this is somebody that has an immense following. And Mike Florio, after James Conner's first impressive run, this is after his 20-yard run in the second half, tweeted this. James Conner cost $3.1 million for 4 years. Le'Veon Bell cost $12.1 million for one. Just saying.
I thought it was ridiculous.
Just saying, why pay a lot for Le'Veon Bell when you have James Conner? Any rational Steelers fan knows Le'Veon Bell is a better running back than James Conner. That's indisputable.
How about if we take it a step further, Andrew? Maybe I know you can argue this point, but how about saying he's the best running back in the league?
Sure.
He's better than any running back, not just James Conner, but any running back on any of the 31 other teams.
His yards from scrimmage per game average. So how many yards he gives you in the running game, in the receiving game, the best in NFL history, better than Jim Brown to this point in his career. So there are ways of measuring Bell's production that put him in the rarest of air. But here I think is the dynamic at work, Ron, and I think this is the Steelers' situation at running back. Bell's approval rating has dropped because not only is he a multi-time offender of the league's drug program, but now he wants more money than he's worth. Ed Bouchette's story this weekend. The agent says, take the deal. Bell says more.
And it was over $12 million a year. But again, I think that came down. Not so much the money, but the guaranteed money, I think, is the big deal. But your point about his approval rating, absolutely. It's done. I have a buddy, Bill, that lives in my plant. He stopped me the other morning. First thing he said to me is, the guy's one urine test away for being out for a year, and he's turning down that kind of money. First thing he says to me.
You're not.
And, but I'll also say this. He comes back. He plays great against Cleveland. They win. All will be forgotten.
Right. I mean, that's obvious.
He comes back. He struggles, maybe loses a fumble, can't finish the game. He's going to hear about it until he shows he's the Le'Veon of old.
But right now, I think among the fan base, he's looked at as maybe a disrespectful, greedy professional athlete.
Yep.
You're paying somebody to give you advice on what is a fair contract and what is not. And according to Ed, your representation says to you, take the deal, and you still say no?
Now, the agent, of course, denied.
Of course he's going to do that.
That's what they have to do. So.
And we'll talk to Ed at 11 o'clock about his story. And then, so you've got Bell, who right now, before he plays or reports to the team, is probably losing fans. His backup, outside of Sidney Crosby, is the most well-liked or most respected athlete in this town. Find me. I really believe that. No one has a bad word to say about James Conner,
no,
Ron.
I mean, I think people really like McCutcheon in this town as well. But, I mean, that's an arguable point. Go ahead. I'll live with that.
He's adored.
I mean, I think they like Ben in this town. They like Antonio Brown.
But I hear people rip those guys. Well, you don't hear people rip James Conner.
Yeah.
He's a cancer survivor. He's a role model. He's a hard worker.
Inspirational.
He's inspirational. People, I'll put it this way.
I mean, Le'Veon is not fighting a losing battle here. It's not like he can't win everybody back. I'm thinking it's going to take one 15-yard run and a touchdown to win them back.
Oh, the second he looks like
Le'Veon Bell, the guy
that carried them into the playoffs last year, I would agree with that. But
they'll be standing and cheering.
I think right now people are rooting for James Conner. And, you know, the dynamic that it creates, I think, is this. The old saying is that the backup quarterback is the most popular player in town.
Right.
I think with the Steelers, the most popular player is the backup running back.
Right now. Yep.
I think Steelers.
Still 3 weeks before the first game.
But as long as Bell's not there, and because of the reasons why he's not there.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. You're absolutely right. But I think it's going to be a short-lived situation. That's all.
I think there are Steelers
fans. They're always going to be rooting for James Conner.
Right.
I'm not saying that's going to change.
But I think there are Steelers fans out there who are rooting for Bell to Conner to succeed and Bell to fail.
Well, then their team's going to suffer if that's the case.
You'd like to think. I don't think, let me put it this way. I don't think James Conner.
He was their most valuable player last year, Le'Veon Bell. On a team with Ben and Antonio Brown, he was their most valuable player. He was the best running back in the league. He's basically the prime reason they went undefeated in the second half of the season and then won a couple playoff games. So anybody that roots against him, that claims to be a Steeler fan, I would offer this. Be careful what you wish for.
Well, what do you think is Conner's ceiling in this league? Do you think he can be a star?
I have to see a lot more for that. I think he's going to be a very good backup to Le'Veon Bell. I'm not going to predict stardom. A lot of people thought the Steelers reached to draft him in the third round. A lot of the scouts will tell you they drafted him, reached to draft him. But he's one of those guys you can't mention his want to. You can't measure his heart, and it's going to carry him places that maybe his speed and talent wouldn't carry him. I said on draft day, I think he's going to have a very good NFL career, a long NFL career. Do I think he's ever going to be the best running back in the league? If you put a gun to my head, I'd say no. Is Le'Veon Bell? I would say yes.
So even though Conner is a great human being and still looks like he has the potential to be a good football player, the idea that he's going to make Le'Veon Bell expendable is silly.
It's nuts to me, yes.
That being said, I think at this very moment, Steelers fans love James Conner and have different thoughts and feelings about Le'Veon Bell, who, according to ESPN, won't report in time to play in the Steelers game Saturday against the Colts, which is the closest thing in the preseason to a regular season game. He will miss the dress rehearsal.
I would hope he'd come in next week just to get the practice time for 2 weeks before the Cleveland game. No, he won't play in the last game against Carolina. This will be the week that Ben plays, Brown plays, the starters will play. I don't know how long Ben and Brown will play, but usually the starters play the first half in this game because they don't play at all in the next one.
Conner, 2 yards shy of the century mark in his Steelers debut, 20 carries for 98 yards, continuing what is an inspirational story. His first preseason action, solid reviews. A guy that missed a lot of camp because of a shoulder injury, his first taste of NFL football, and it's a pretty good first impression. As Conner, one of the best players on the field for the Steelers yesterday in a narrow win over the Falcons in their second preseason game. Conner shines. Le'Veon Bell continues to stay away from the team. And so it brings up what Mike Florio said on Twitter from the Pro Football Talk account. You got Conner not making a lot of money. You got Bell set to make a ton of money. And how fans feel about that. Are you excited for James Conner? Are you sick and tired of Le'Veon Bell? Are you one of those Steelers fans I described who is rooting for Conner to succeed and rooting for Bell to fail? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's our Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line reminding you to text responsibly. Here until 2 o'clock today, it's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.